that this onto.
If he is, he ain't got any of that damn money. He ain't got no woman either.
This is Chris 200. It is May 22nd, 2006, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. I am about half hour from home, so we'll see where I get with this audio magazine / podcast. Just got back from three nights in Vegas, is what I'm going to call it. Went out on Wednesday, came back on Saturday morning. Had a pretty good time. Stayed at Barbary Coast, one of the smaller casinos there on the strip. And I tell you what, I've stayed at the big mega resorts in the past, and I think I like the smaller casino hotel much better. Access to the street is almost immediate, whereas in the mega casinos, you got to find your way the hell out of those places. So I've stayed at Caesar's Palace. I've stayed at Circus Circus. I wouldn't recommend anyone staying at Circus Circus unless you're really on a budget and you really want to go to Vegas. Caesar's Palace, it's a mega resort. It's huge. I was trying to figure out how many casinos spreads across on the east side of the strip. You know, where it's there. It's Barbary, Flamingo. What else is out there? Harrah's, Imperial Palace, O'Shea's, Casino Royale, all of those are across from Caesar. Caesar's is huge. You did go to Caesar's for a little bit there. Let's see, day one we went, checked in at Barbary, went over to Casino Royale, get a couple cheap cocktails, home of the $1 Michelob and the $1 Margarita. Not a better deal in town, as far as I can tell. Had a few there, did some gambling there. Geez, what did we do later on? Oh, we ended up going all the way down to the Venetian one day. I think that was the second day we went down there in the morning. Boy, what else did we do? Oh, we ended up going downtown is what we ended up doing right away. Went downtown. Had dinner at Golden Nugget. Had the buffet there. It was all right. I mean, nothing spectacular. Did a little bit of gambling there. Hung around for the light show. They've changed the bus system there in Las Vegas on the strip. They got double-decker buses now that are called the Deuce, and it's $2 to get on the bus and ride it, you know, up and down the strip. $2 every time you get on. You can buy passes and stuff like that. And we decided to go downtown right about rush hour time, and that was kind of a mistake. We were packed into this bus like sardines, and I think it took 45 minutes or an hour to get downtown. Pretty ridiculous, but it worked. I think the Deuce buses are a lot smaller than the buses they have on the CAT system. I think all of us stood up all the way downtown. It did thin out a little bit the further we got towards downtown. I think it was a lot of the folks that work at the casinos and stuff like that were getting on the bus or getting off of their shift and heading home. And anyway, we had a pretty good time downtown, did some gambling at Mermaid's, did some, Hamlin at the Bayou, did some gambling at the Golden Nugget, went to Fitzgerald's, did some gambling there. What else? Went to the Las Vegas Club, did some gambling there. Decided to head back probably around 10 o'clock local time there. And no buses there at the stop, a whole bunch of people at the stop, and we decided, heck, we're going to walk down and see if we can, you know, walk a little bit, gain some ground instead of just sitting there waiting for the buses to come around the corner. We saw numerous buses going downtown, but nothing was coming back. So we walked, geez, probably a mile or better. Kind of walked through some scary areas down there, just south of downtown. Finally got on the bus. They had to take a detour around the Stratosphere and that. Spit out back onto the strip around Circus. Me and my brothers, my wife, and my dad were all on the trip. We got my dad off at basically Caesar's Palace. He went back to the room to sleep. And we went ahead down to Monte Carlo to check out the Purple Rain show. A Prince impersonator band. I'll tell you what, it was so close to the real thing. If you didn't know that it was an impersonator, or, you know, impersonating group, you would have known that. You would not have known the difference. The dancing, the choreography was right on with what Prince has done in the past. It was kind of a best of, you know, Prince show. A lot of the songs he doesn't do anymore, they did. If you're in town and happen to figure out where they're playing, I would highly recommend you check out the show. It didn't cost anything. We bought a couple drinks in the bar. The bar was pretty busy. It was at the Brew Pub at the Monte Carlo. I think we got a couple drinks. It was $13. My wife got a blended drink, and I got one of the house brews. I think that was $6. I think hers was $6.50 or $7, something like that. So I thought, oh, this is great. This is right around the corner from the tram. We can pick up the tram, go down to the Bellagio, and then dump out on the street there at the Bellagio to Barbary. Well, went around the corner and realized that the tram was shut down for whatever maintenance. So we had to hoof it back. So we got to go by the Holiday Inn property there that they just recently imploded. What is it called? I'll think of it in a minute. It's got the big clown out front and the roller coaster. That was still standing. I got a picture of the clown face on my website. I put out a little picture gallery, Picasa picture galleries. Go to chris200.com/Vegas. You can pick up that picture gallery, or just go to chris200.com and check the blog there, and there's a link there in the blog. So did that. Got to walk across the Paris property and Bally's and that. So I think we were back about midnight or so, maybe 1 o'clock. I think the last show started there about midnight. So it was probably past 1 o'clock when we went back. Meanwhile, wife got into bed and we thought, oh, geez, kind of hungry. So we tried to find something to eat. We couldn't really find anything that was open. We walked all the way back down to O'Shea's and got a Subway, and had a Subway and went back to the room and fell asleep. Next morning we got up pretty early. To tell you the truth, I don't remember exactly what we did. I think we went down to the Venetian. My dad wanted to check out the sports book there, see what they had. We stopped in Imperial Palace for lunch. I had a salad there that didn't sit with me very well. Well, that first morning we did have breakfast in the hotel there. It was, it was a little bit expensive, but I mean, hotel fare, it was at hotel prices. Nothing that you Nothing different than what you would pay at a Holiday Inn or, you know, Marriott or whatever, Ramada Inn for breakfast. They're $8 or $9 a breakfast. Awesome coffee cake they had there that was complimentary, that came to every table with your coffee. $2.50 for a cup of coffee. I thought that was a little crazy, but what you gonna do? Let's see, what else? So we went up to the Venetian, checked that out, came back, rested for a while. I don't remember what else we did there. I think later on we tried to go to Margaritaville for, was it lunch or supper? I can't remember. I think we ended up going to the Imperial Palace for a burger or something like that. Let's see, day three. I can't remember. Friday morning. Me and my wife decided we were gonna go over to Flamingo, hang out there a little bit in the sun, since they had an outdoor area by the pool. Had my chocolate croissant. I think she had some sort of a roll. Pretty light breakfast. I wasn't feeling so good from my experience with the salad I had at the Burger Palace at Imperial Palace. So I went back. Those guys were going to go back to Imperial Palace for lunch about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I had a hot dog and kind of sat around a little bit. We gambled a little bit there at Barbary Coast. On day two we went up to Gold Coast, that's what we did. We went to Gold Coast. Checked that out. Nice casino. Played some craps there with some old duffers. I think we're playing $3 craps. Had a pretty good time there. Where did we eat that night? I don't remember where we had supper that night, to tell you the truth. We had something light. Let's see. I think we also went to Caesar's that day. Kind of walked around the new Caesar's Palace Forum Shops area. Checked out Caesar's Palace. Boy, it's really changed a lot since we'd been there 5 years ago. Did some shopping there at Caesar's. Kind of wandered around. Went back to the hotel. I don't think we... That was Thursday night. We didn't do a whole lot. We watched CSI up in the room. We were both kind of pushed. Feet were hurting. Typical stuff. Tried to take it a little bit easier Thursday than we did Wednesday. Wednesday was just balls out crazy trying to go to different places. I don't remember what we had for dinner, but we ended up having it was Thursday. We were trying to find some place to eat. They had these huge nachos over at Margaritaville, so kind of got a hankering for nachos about 1 o'clock in the morning. So we went over to, I think we went over to Paris to see what they had there. A lot of stuff was closing down, and then we ended up going to Bally's and checking out. They got a little garden cafe or cafe garden, cafe walk or something like that. Cafe, and we had our nachos there. That's $10. Big plate of nachos, a lot of cheese, excellent guacamole, excellent pico de gallo. Came with sour cream. It was quite the thing. Friday, like I said, I wasn't feeling so good Friday from my Burger Palace salad. Kind of wandered around, did some more shopping, hung out at the Flamingo. I went back at lunchtime to the room, like I said. Ended up catching up with those guys again over at Imperial Palace. I kind of got lost in Imperial Palace. I didn't pick the entryway that goes up to the sports book. I believe right off the strip there's an escalator that goes right up to the sportsbook area. and where this burger place was. And evidently I went right through and into the main casino and wandered around, tried to find my way to that floor. I figure it was the fifth floor. I think it was actually the third floor. Got a chance to see the dealer Tainers there. Basically, I think it was a round of blackjack tables with a mini stage in the middle where people dressed up as different celebrities and sang songs. There's a Dolly Parton and a Stevie Wonder and a Rod Stewart and an Elvis, and that was kind of fun. Speaking of Elvis, we did get to check out just briefly Big Elvis there at the Barbary Coast. That was kind of fun. Saw him both on Wednesday and Thursday, just kind of in passing. We didn't get a chance to sit down and watch him. Basically, this big guy that looks like Elvis sitting in a big chair on the stage. I don't think he can move around a whole lot, but he does have a good voice, so. Let's see, what else? So anyway, I think we're pretty much out from 3 o'clock till the time we had to catch our plane. At least I was. We ended up going to, Imperial Palace. We walked back a ways. And then we ended up going back to, I think me and my wife went over to Casino Royale is what we did. We were going to try and get some points on our club cards, and we ended up getting a free t-shirt out of the deal. So that was kind of fun. They gave us $50 to gamble on certain machines that didn't hit anything. And I think we played there. My wife won about $100 or $160 on a Monopoly machine, which was kind of cool. So we started heading back, and I think we ran into those guys somewhere along the line. I think they were playing over at the Flamingo, so they wanted to go back, so we went back there for a while, and then played some craps there, showed my brothers how to play craps. Then we went over to the Mirage, where we spent the rest of the evening. We went to the buffet there. It was about $25. They had cuisine from all over the world. Probably well worth the $25. Just for the variety. They had Asian, they had barbecue, they had the prime rib, they had Italian dishes, they had just about everything under the sun, you know, select dishes, you know, from different regions. They had a Latin area there too. I had some of the king crab legs. I had a little bit of the Mongolian beef, which was actually kind of spicy, which is different for a change for Chinese food. Had a little bit of the prime rib. Had a rib from the barbecue station. It's good eats, I guess, you know. Had a piece of cheesecake. The day before, when we went to Caesars, our goal was to get some cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. We did make it back there right as the fountain show was going on, so there was all kinds of people back there. If you're not familiar with Caesars, the Cheesecake Factory is way in the back of the Forum Shops, where they have a animatronic fountain that puts on a show, I believe, on the top of the hour. And evidently we got there right at the top of the hour, but we got in. There was a line there, but we did walk right past the line and got our cheesecake from basically a to-go counter coffee area, and had some of our cheesecake there. Went back. And, you know, the cheesecake we had at the Mirage, I think, was just as good, if not better, than the cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory. So keep that in mind if you want to eat cheesecake and crab legs and prime rib. Check out that Mirage. See, what else did we do there? Basically played blackjack the rest of the night. I did play some blackjack over at O'Shea's. That was before we went over to the Mirage. Must have been where we spent a lot of time there at O'Shea's. They had some live music there that wasn't too bad. Played blackjack there. I doubled or tripled my money there. I just couldn't seem to lose. So I thought, going over to Mirage shouldn't be any different. Well, I don't know what the deal was, but I couldn't get a hand to pan out worth anything. So after a few hours, I was just out of money. I didn't want to invest anymore. Just couldn't get it to work out for me. So anyway, did that. My brothers went into the poker room. That's what they really wanted to do, is go play poker. So they played poker. I think they were out within 20 minutes. My one brother ended up sitting at a table with an actor from L.A. His first name's Dermot. He's been in, About Schmidt. He'd been on Friends. Go out there and check out IMDb and look at the About Schmidt line there and look for a guy named Dermot, and then you can go ahead and see what he's done in the past. So, he's had a really good time talking with that guy. He was quite a character in the poker room, and he said a pretty good time, and my brother kind of got to know him pretty good. I don't know if they exchanged phone numbers or what, but it was kind of funny. Should see if he could get a hold of that guy in L.A. So we stayed up, rushed back to the hotel, threw our stuff in the bags, and got ready for the bus at the airport. And before we know it, we're at the airport trying to catch a few Z's. That's pretty much the way the trip went. The weather was great. It was hot. A little bit of wind. I don't know what it was. 90 to 100 degrees. It wasn't excruciatingly hot. And it was a pretty nice trip. Still recuperating this weekend from the sleep deprivation. And anyway, I'm about to my house here. I'm going to go ahead and turn this off and get on with my life. And maybe next podcast I'll tell you a little bit about a podcaster that found me on Second Life. And maybe if I think of it when I post this, I will post a link to his blog and podcast. I believe his name on Second Life is JT Hill. I believe that's who it is. So, this is Chris 200 Audio on Demand. Talk to you guys later.